Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
Hey, this is Laura Jane Grace from Against Me, and you're listening to CFR.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Friday, April 24th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Bath Road, between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, Utilities Kingston work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduce speeds, and share the lane signage. At the intersection of Montreal and John Counter Boulevard, construction is ongoing, with delays expected through April and May. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed during school drop-off from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning as part of the School Streets program. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. Now looking at the weather, clearing this morning with a high of 12 degrees. The UV index is high at 6, so expect a brighter start to the day. Tonight, we have clear skies with a low of plus 2. This has been your quick morning news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Jesse coming up next.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call for this. Wow, the final Friday in April. That's April 24th, 2026. It's me, your host, Jesse Bell, and thank you for joining me today. I can tell you, we got a very, of course, every week, CanCon heavy playlist, but I got a lot of really great new Canadian music. So that's going to be the entirety of Hour 1, including an exciting release radar featuring Kingston's own Oak Ridge Ave. We're also going to hear music from Van Camp, Avery, we've got, I love this name, Kurtwood Bearsman, we've got releases from Lookout Tower and Lauren Dillon, which are a little bit more kind of like folky and rootsy, we've got a nice prolonged run of electronica, we got a whole kit and or caboodle of new music for you, and I can tell you, next week's show, being the 1st of May, I thought that, you know what, May, to me, is kind of the kickoff of concert season, so we're going to have a good chunk of next week's show dedicated to some fantastic live performance slash live releases, which I'm very excited to get queued up for you. So we got the next couple weeks kind of laid out nicely here. On that note, you're going to hear a promo for CFRC Power Plays a little bit later on, and let me tell you, I've got no shortage of summer sports content that I'll be rolling out. A lot of it focused on Queen's football, but I'm hoping to be a presence at a lot more local sports events this year as well. So what I'm trying to stress to you fine folks is that as we get to the end of April, it's never too early to get your ducks in a row for summer, so to speak. Let's hope, knock on wood, that we actually get a summer, we can finally, once again, I'm knocking on wood, not as audibly this time, we can finally move past what has been unquestionably the longest winter of my lifetime, and probably yours. Okay, on that note, this is Summer Song, we're manifesting, this is Summer Song by Van Camp to kick off your Friday morning Wake Up Call.
Maybe that'll keep this dream alive. Time shall sink, count off the days until you spit specks on the glass. Please make them last before the year. Come back.
Sun. I feel it burning from within. Only music moves beneath my skin. Thank you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present one of the double A-side singles newly released by Oak Ridge Ave. Claptrap Makeshift came together as a parting gift for Oak Ridge Ave fans after 10 years of sharing music and good vibes together. Claptrap is a no-nonsense, feel-good indie rock bop track recorded right here in Kingston at Vinyl Safari Studio, while Makeshift was an additional track recorded during the wind-up Let Go sessions with Juno Award-winning producer Hoxley Workman. While it didn't make the final cut for their album, the band felt it still deserved to be out there in the world, and it has just the right energy to match its A-side companion. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Claptrap and Makeshift by Oak Ridge Ave on your favorite platforms, and enjoy Claptrap here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
always looked good in blues, but you say we should share it. You'll take it for the show.
Scattering debris inside.
Are back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and we just got through a big, long music block. You would have just heard Old Friend, courtesy of Lookout Tower. Prior to that, we had Candles by Lauren Dillon. We had a release radar highlighting Kingston's own Oak Ridge Ave. Fun fact, the actual Oak Ridge Ave is not far from the station, and the track they have released is called Claptrap. Prior to that, we had Kurtwood Bearsman with Beneath My Skin. Just an outstanding name. I hope that's his birth name, because it radiates this aura of strength, you know, coming off the name Kurtwood Bearsman. We also heard from Avery with Hairpin, Mashenka with Dream Song, and we kicked off that music block. We started off our show with what I think is a little bit of manifestation on my part, as we played Van Camp and their latest release, fittingly very upbeat, kind of floral and sunny track called Summer Song. You may have heard earlier this week on The Corridor, local news show that I am involved with as a producer, that Queens women's football have made the national finals over in Regina, Saskatchewan, and as you can imagine, flying 3,000 plus kilometers is quite an onerous financial burden, so the Queens women's football team is actually fundraising to cover travel and accommodation costs. And what's great about this is, since they are a Queens-affiliated club, technically not a varsity team, but they are a club, you can actually donate through the Queens University Giving Portal, and anytime you donate with the Queens University Giving Portal, you are eligible. That's right, you can get yourself a tax receipt. So if you are looking to make a profound difference in the lives of some outstanding young women and help them with what is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you can find the Queens women's football team Queens You Donate page just by Googling, you know, Queens Giving Portal, Queens Women's Football. We'll also be sharing it on CFRC's social media. In fact, if you go to CFRC Power Plays, I should have that link active on the profile page as well. So we're looking to get our gals over to Regina. They took home the provincial title, and I think they can take home a national title as well, which would be the first in program history. There's been a lot of talk made about supporting women's sports. Well, this is a chance for all of us, myself included, to Wakefield, pardon my French, nut up or shut up. If you want to support women's sports, support women's sports. They are raising money. They are a fantastic team, and they could use our support. Once again, myself included. So shout out to the women's football team. We're going to get back to the tunes here. We've got an electronica run starting with R-Flex. This is Deep Fake on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
Não pensei em desistir, meu meu foco foi continuar a pandar. Não vou parar. Fui em frente, corri com o tempo, não fui com o vento, por isso eu direi. Eu já venci, 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 não desisti. Eu já venci, 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 não desisti. Eu já venci.
Give it up. Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo! My goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
You exude.
Welcome back, or if you're just joining us a shade before 9 a.m. on this Friday, April 24th, welcome in. This is your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, and we just finished a nice eclectic music block. A lot of electronica, a little bit of rock, just kind of all over the place. That's the mood we're going with, you know? To use a despised term by our tech manager, Chancellor, the vibes are immaculate today, and I think the music reflects that. We kicked off that music block with R-Flex and Deepfake. You heard from DJ Savvy with Esperanza. We had Kalok with HV underscore Redux. We heard from Jared Adams with Your Own Enemy. We heard from the Blue Beach Band with Rock Band. And then you just heard the excellent Atlas from Texture Twins to close out that music block. We kicked it off with a bit of electronica, so I wanted to close it out with a bit of electronica as well. And folks, as I'm sure you're well aware by now, sad news, the beloved local staple, the Grad Club, temporary hiatus while they sort out some, it sounds like, financial issues. So we, of course, want to offer our solidarity with the Grad Club as another, let's say, local staple that is beloved by a certain subsection of the Kingston populace, and, in some cases, the New York State populace. Shout out to our friends in Watertown. We get it. Sorry, Watertown. Watertown's in Hamilton. Watertown's where my cousin grew up. Watertown in New York State. You know, we gotta stick together. We gotta look out for one another. So I'm pouring one out for the Grad Club. I'm pouring coffee all over my feet in tribute to the Grad Club. Let's hope they come back stronger than ever. An incredible local cultural hub, a great concert venue, a great place to go and get a beverage if that's, you know, part of your daily, weekly, monthly routine. All the power to you, Grad Club. Let's hope you come back bigger, better, stronger than ever. Coming up next, we have got Sam Repet.